Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class. A short Bible study, 7 days a week, about 13, 14 minutes. But that's every day. It keeps us in God's Word, at least for a little time, and that helps keep us focused on our faith, upon our spiritual lives, upon our relationship with God. Help people change their focus in life, people you know in your life, by sharing these studies with them every day, getting them into God's Word, helping them get a new perspective on life. You can do that through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means. But make that commitment and start sharing today and every day with everybody you can. We want to get back into our new line of thought and study. We're talking about peace. And where does that peace come from? What kind of peace should we be really seeking and longing for, focusing upon? Well, peace seems to be one of man's most sought after and yet most elusive goals in life. Well, we talked about how different people seek to achieve peace in different ways. Some people, they're politicians, and so they are in constant states of challenge and conflict with other politicians, political parties, and so on. And so they seek peace through compromise and appeasement. Well, that may work for a short period of time in a given moment about a given situation, but ultimately, not very far down the road, they're going to find themselves in more conflict and more turmoil. And then we see military leaders, and they seek to guard peace through military strength. We can understand that, but ultimately, that military strength is going to be challenged somewhere down the line. And when peace treaties are signed, what ultimately happens with peace treaties? In so many cases, they get broken somewhere down the line, don't they? Or somebody attacks a nation with whom we have a peace treaty, and now we've got to go to war to protect that nation with whom we have the peace treaty against that new enemy that they have all of a sudden encountered. And so the peace is broken. Sociologists, they seek peace through various social programs and systems, always setting up new programs and bureaucracies to try to help a given number of people or a situation of people in a given situation to try to help them solve their problems or solve their problems for them. And to some degree, that may work for a while. But then there's always new problems. There's always new situations. And there are always, almost always, complications to the problems or to the programs that are set up to try to help people in those given situations. Well, and so the peace, again, is elusive and short-lived. Some people seek peace through materialism. The more money they can have, the bigger savings accounts, the bigger investment plans, the more things they can own, the bigger house, the fancier car, the clothes with all the right labels on them and all that. But that's elusive. That's elusive. And so you get something, you see somebody with something bigger, better, more expensive, more fancy, and so now your peace is gone because they've got something more than you've got, and so you want to go after that too. And then some people seek peace, they just give up, and they seek peace through self-medication, through alcohol and drugs, and that absolutely does not work. It just causes more problems. Some people, it's through personal accomplishments. They seek peace. But now, when you accomplish something that you're really striving for, you're setting a goal, what happens when you reach that goal? Another goal ahead of you? Okay, you've achieved that goal. Now what? Do you have to guard that goal, whatever the accomplishment is? Or is there something else now that rears its head, and so you got to go after that too? Well, again, short-lived, elusive, and then there are others, it's through relationships that they try to seek peace. Make the right friends, join the right circle of influence, or maybe they think, if I could get married, that will bring me peace. Or if I could become a parent, that will bring me peace. Well, and to some extent, peace can be accomplished to a limited degree in those kinds of endeavors. But again, all kinds of relationships, they create their own challenges and problems, and in a lot of cases, turmoil. So that is elusive as well. So all of these avenues seeking peace are incomplete. They are fleeting sources of peace. What's the only avenue, the only way that we can really find full, lasting, and fulfilling peace? That can only be found in a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. As we read and emphasized last time, Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 really tells the tale. In short form, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, having been justified by faith," now that kind of peace really has to begin with faith in God and faith in Jesus Christ. Have you thought about that? Somebody just recently asked me about how can a person who is in his mind or her mind lived in such a bad lifestyle? They've done such horrible things in their life, and then they come to believe in Christ, believe in God, and they may even become a Christian, be baptized for the remission of their sins, but they can't find themselves to be able to accept that God has forgiven them. What's the problem? And my response was, that's a matter of faith. They're having a problem with their faith. Do you believe God? Oh, yeah, I believe God. Then you need to be able to believe that God, when he says, I've forgiven you, he's forgiven you. Let it go. So when we're talking about this peace in Romans chapter 5, having been justified by faith, this peace that God offers us and that we try to grab onto in a right relationship with him through Jesus Christ, we need to have faith that this is, God is offering us, God is giving us this peace. We don't have to go around in a mindset and an emotional mindset of constant turmoil. We can accept, I have come to God. I have come to my Savior. I have been forgiven. I have been born again. I've got heaven waiting for me, and that's a promise from God. So Paul says we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest, in fact, the only full avenue of peace that mankind has hope for is through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the bringer of peace. He is the source of real peace. Let's go back and look in Luke chapter 1. And here we read from Zacharias, the father of John, who would be the physical or biological cousin of Jesus. And Zacharias, he points to the coming of Christ as guiding our feet into the way of peace. I want us to read, beginning with verse 76 of Luke chapter 1. "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest," speaking of his son John, "for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Into the way of peace. You know, peace is one of the most recurring themes in the New Testament scriptures. It is clear that it comes only through Jesus Christ and Christianity. Now, some people, they may want Jesus Christ, but they don't want Christianity. No, it's a package deal. And that would be similar to those who want salvation in Christ, but they don't want the church that Jesus established on this earth, which is his body. Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23. Colossians 1, verse 18. Again, that won't work. It's a package deal. But peace is one of the most recurring themes of the New Testament. Think about that. How many times it's talked about. And it is clear that it comes only through Jesus Christ and the Christianity that he brought to this earth. The bidding of peace is offered in 17 of the 20 New Testament letters and in the Revelation. And it is always, now underscore this, it is always associated with Jesus Christ. Now that ought to make an impression upon us. As we read in Luke chapter 1, verses 76 through 79, Zacharias, the father of John, the immerser, the cousin of Jesus, who would go before Jesus began his public ministry, and prepare the way for the Lord, start teaching about the coming Savior. Zacharias, he pointed out that the coming of Christ would be guiding our feet into the way of peace. Into the way of peace. Peace was and is still associated with the coming of Christ as our Lord and Savior. And it was foretold before his birth, his physical birth into this world. Now, think about that. Why is peace so elusive to mankind? And yet it is so highly and continually sought after. Well, mankind has been looking largely in the wrong places and through the wrong means to find that peace that he's really seeking, that peace that would be sustaining and that would be that would be fulfilling and would not be dependent upon, oh, how much money I've got, how great a job I've got, who my friends are, primarily, what's my social circle of dealings, what kind of achievements have I made in my professional life, on and on and on. No, all of those avenues of peace, now, they may bring some temporary peace for a period of time, but as we've said, they're incomplete, and so they're elusive. But when we're talking about the profound peace that we really are seeking, we're talking about the only avenue, the only source for that peace is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's time that we came to understand and accept that reality. We'll dig deeper next time. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for sending your Son into this world as our Savior and the source of real ultimate peace for our lives. Help us to grab onto it and show us how, Father, through your word. Help us to be examples of that peace to everybody around us. Please forgive us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.